This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The truth is a powerful thing. I suggest we use it.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, going right to your phone calls. I love how Trump's calling it a rigged system and it's all fraud. Because that's true. So you have to overthrow the entire corrupt system that's come in and taken over our country. You don't just debate with it and play games with it. You admit it's rigged, but Bernie Sanders won't do that. He's going to let Hillary rob him. Let's go to Shane in Oregon. Shane, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Thank you for taking the call, Alex.
Thank you.
I'm a fairly new listener. I just found you about a year and a half ago, but I thank the good Lord that I did. I listen to you religiously. I drive for a living, so I listen to you all day while you're on live, and then I find you on YouTube that I've been watching the channel.
Well, thanks for putting up with me, brother.
First, I just want to say thank you again for everything you do. Your reporters are out of this world. Everything
they are.
You guys are putting out there is just, I can't even explain how urgent this information is to get it out to the people. And I'm a 13-year veteran of the United States Army, and I want to just say real quick, I had a lot of stuff I wanted to touch on, but...
No, go ahead. Take your time.
I think this is really important that we, the people, we need to stand behind Mr. Trump and, really, really support him because he's basically put his entire life and family on the line.
Oh, I think there's a good chance they're going to kill him. I'd say it's about a 50% chance they're going to kill him.
Yeah,
they're so arrogant, they'll blow his plane up in front of everybody. I'm telling you, they'll do anything.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I feel that same way. We the people just really need to stand up and support him because he is the only hope that we have for this country to become great again.
By the way, it just hit me. I think they want a civil war. They might kill Trump to start it. Oh, there's no end to these people.
I think that one of the callers touched on something earlier, and I think Jakari also touched on it, that, that what we're being fed, basically spoon-fed and being dumbed down through our mainstream media, that's all the people, they think that's out there. And so it's our job as the Empo Warriors to, put the information out there and help educate people. Because I know since I found you, I've been, baby-stepping with my family and friends and at least getting them interested, because that's half the battle, just catch someone's interest.
Absolutely. And then as more tyranny comes in, unfortunately, down the road, they'll even wake up more. And baby steps are great sometimes with family because they're hard to wake up. I hit people right in the face with the truth and just say, listen, you understand the globalists are taking this country over right now and they're trying to end our prosperity by design. We need to get involved to bring back just a basic system of Americana that produced the wealth and the success we had. God bless you, Shane. Good to hear from you. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Justin X in the live free or die state of New Hampshire.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, long-time listener, first-time caller. I felt compelled to call today because just like you, I have a powerful, sickening feeling in my gut. And I don't know, it's not good. Last time I had this feeling was I was out of the country during the Boston bombing. As I'm flying in, I'm looking at the Golden Gate Bridge, and I just get this sickening feeling in my gut. And come to find out, the people in Boston cheered the people that were dragging them out of their houses. So, the only real solution is individual non-compliance with the edicts of self-appointed rule.
I agree, and more and more, we just we have to support local government and people when they're doing the right thing. But when systems are under globalist control and not, we have to absolutely not comply. It's now reached that point.
I mean, yes, because we can hope for Trump to change things for us. But just like you just said, I question if there's even going to be an election. They're moving quickly. It's now, just, I don't know, I just have this feeling after seeing this, it's going to move exponentially.
I agree. I mean, that's why I've said this. I've never said this in, you know, years of selling storable food. I've never said, now I believe you're going to actually need this for sure. I've never said, I'm getting a bunch extra for me. I mean, I really believe that. I just have a sickening feeling. My gut is just get ready, take care of your own family at this point.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kind. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have global combines that have taken control of most of the planet, have successfully overthrown nation after nation, openly doing banker bail-ins in Europe, flooding the countries with 5 million foreigners, covering up their mass rapes, you name it. I've got articles here where in London, Islamicist Muslim cab driver says it's against his religion to take blind man with a guide dog. And the person tells him, well, it violates the Disabilities Act. He says, I don't care. And nothing will be done to him for that. They are above the law. They are gods. That's why they don't have to wear, they don't get searched by the TSA, you name it. And again, people say, well, you didn't used to be so Islamophobic. I didn't want to destabilize the Middle East and have a giant war. The point is they're bringing people in from the most backward third world hell pits where many women aren't even allowed out of the house. And there's all these weird, sickening feminist groups out attacking me saying I'm Islamophobic with weirdo, like 18-year-old girls with their faces painted up saying I'm a feminist screaming to defend the Muslims. I mean, it is literal mental suicide they're engaged in. It is the opposite of logic. I don't understand how we manufactured such freak shows. And then we've got, I'm sure Paul's getting into this because it's his beat, you know, exposing it. Leader in Sweden saying, well, when our men rape women, it's bad, even though they're like less than 10% of the rapes. But when the Muslims do it, it's just their culture. this is where we're going. Now, we've got some calls here that have been holding a while. That's why I held over so I could go to those. But I'm just going to talk to Paul and Stormy and Lana. In fact, Lana's here in a moment. But briefly, it's time to get prepared. That's why we're running a special 20 to 40% off on the super high quality, super fresh, last 25 year storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to extend the Independence Day sale through this week because it's about being independent. 20% off on water filtration systems, on air filtration systems, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, when you buy the Hillary for President shirts, we have a new limited edition out. That will go to pay for the airplanes. We're going to have a big banners over the RNC and DNC with giant banners that say Hillary for President. And it doesn't mean InfoWars is going to save the world. You buying the shirt won't be the straw that breaks the camel's back of tyranny. But let me tell you, somebody will push us over the edge. And it's resistance is victory. So InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support. But even more important, send out the links to the podcast. Send out the video links to the live show. Tell people about that local AM or FM affiliate you listen to. Become a sponsor at a local station. Support the sponsors. Send $100 to the station. Send links to the videos and articles and information to friends and family. It's an info war. They admit we're one of the most prominent groups hurting them. Those Drudge, InfoWars, and down the line from there. We are now the symbol of independent, liberty-based, populist media worldwide. We're changing the world. Nigel Farage used to come on like 15 years ago. And he came on just a few years ago as well, and he admitted, wow, you're really big over here in England. You're getting us a lot of UKIP members. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of you. We're all in this together, so don't thank me. I want to thank you. We're in this together. Paul Watson, a lot going on. Tell us what's coming up today. Obviously, you're talking about Hillary. I mean, I see this as the elite breaking away from justice completely in a declaration of independence against the rule of law, a declaration of dictatorship, Paul.
Well, it's completely brazen, Alex. And, I mean, the meeting itself with Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton, a lot of people speculated that Bill Clinton did that. Because he could. He didn't even care about the optics. He didn't care how bad it would look. And, you know, this is what you talked about earlier, the brazenness of the elite. You know, there was a tweet from Hillary Clinton back in January. There should be no bank too big to fail and no individual too big to jail. Well, that's been disproven today. You had Comey lay out for 15 minutes how she had broken the law. And we've got numerous examples from past cases about how people did exactly this. Mishandling the classified information, they were punished for it. So he laid it out how she broke the law and then concluded that she was above the law. And I mean, this is scary because people are already out saying, well, if the highest elected representatives in the country are immune from the law or above the law, then why should I pay my taxes? Why should I follow the law? So it could lead, I mean, eventually down the line to some form of civil unrest.
That's how Mexico had super low crime 50 years ago and degenerated. The public sees the government not following the law. That's what makes civilizations fall, Paul. That's a good point.
No, exactly. They see that the highest elected representatives in the land have no appreciation for and are protected from the law. So how do they behave? How do they respond? We've already seen it. There's an article up on InfoWars where I collated some of the comments just off Twitter and some other websites of people responding to this. Absolute unremittent fury from people saying that this is the end of the line for them. They've tolerated enough and this is just a step too far. But, you know, I'm going to get into the previous cases when I get up and host the show in a little while. Numerous cases where people have done exactly this, mishandled classified information, not even deliberately. Remember, that's not the standard that she's being held to, not deliberately. And yet we have Comey coming out with this quote. Again, quote, to be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, the person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions. So again, they're subject to misdemeanor charges, fines, imprisonment.
He warns him. He said, listen, just because she's not getting in trouble doesn't mean you won't. They're even telling the government she's above
exactly.
The law and that they aren't. That's crazy, man.
It's completely out of control. I mean, even a lot of people on the left, from what I've seen, are just absolutely flabbergasted by this. The one crumb of comfort, I guess, for Trump, which some people have pointed out, is that, you know, 2016 is the year of complete rebellion against the status quo. This is not only going to fire up his base, but it's also going to enrage those independents who are leaning Republican to vote for Trump. It's going to influence the Bernie Sanders supporters, 50% of whom said they wouldn't vote for Hillary.
Well, here's the good news. Trump doesn't even know what an email server is. That's kind of a good thing. Like, his email's handed to him, printed off. He knows how to use a Twitter. But don't worry, he won't have any secret servers because he's not a big tech guy. I tell you, Hillary is a true slimeball. I want to take a call or two and I hand the baton to you, Paul, but I think this just signifies the battle lines. They're going into overdrive. They have nothing to lose. They're cornered. Humanity's waking up. This is just an epic time to be alive. But what do you think Hillary's going to do if she actually gets in? My bigger concern isn't that she'll just persecute us. We know that's coming. That's already happened. I've already been under Bill and Hillary before and enjoyed it, let me tell you. It's always fun to get knocked upside the head by a bunch of thugs attacking you, saying, don't talk about the Clintons if they punch you. But I punched back. That's what they found out. So I guess they didn't come back. But side issue, Paul, what do you think she's going to do when she gets in? I think she might start World War III because this instinct to dominate and rule everyone, this megalomania in her is so strong. I mean, the dark side is strong in this one.
No, I mean, that is the fear, that she could amp up this Cold War situation with Russia. We've got,
by the way,
China.
The Russians say that. They say she may be the worst president ever. They absolutely, in their analysis, think Hillary is like the freaking Antichrist.
Oh, no, I mean, Putin said words to that effect a couple of weeks ago, and you know, he said he could probably get along with Trump, but Hillary is just a frightening prospect. You've got the South China Sea situation with, you know, China saying that it's not afraid of a military confrontation once again. So she could exploit that. The country's going to be massively divided if she gets in. She could rally everyone around by using the old excuse of...
How are the Chinese going to act when she's on their payroll on record? And because Kenneth Starr was on the payroll of the same group, he never went after her for that, special prosecutor. How are they going to act knowing that she's been basically a communist Chinese agent for 20 years?
Well, she's going to get protected by the media, so it's not even going to be a big issue. I mean, you've got the media flapping their gums about Trump tweeting a star in a Hillary Clinton meeting.
By the way, that's one of the four or five stars they use when they say, like, discount on a, you know, on a box, a cereal box.
Exactly. So, well, it was seen on a white supremacist website. Well, you know, my videos are posted on white supremacist websites, but white supremacists and neo-Nazis are the prominent people who attack me. Just
the point is, that symbol, the way they did it orange like that or whatever, is the symbol that the police use, everybody else use. It just means, look here.
Yeah, totally, totally innocent. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia, the country that executes gay people and throws them in prison, is funding 20% of Hillary Clinton's campaign. Nobody gives a damn about that. That's not offensive. What's offensive is a red star in a meme about Hillary Clinton. My God, I'm so offended.
Well, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And they're going to try these stunts over and over and over and over and over again. And, you know, the left gets mad at us putting out this Ben Garrison deal. He exposed Bush, by the way, with I'm with her. The Grim Reaper with Hillary showing Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, and they say, oh, you didn't hear about Bush. Yes, we did, and we were against those wars. But even mainline historians say Hillary's far worse, and Obama launching a whole bunch of new wars, and they're financing anti-Christian groups that are killing hundreds of thousands of Christians. I mean, Bush didn't do that. Bush protected Christians in Iraq, as bad as he is. It's like, why do you think she's out to get Christians like this? I just can't figure it out.
Well, it's the policy of the administration. The Syrian refugees they've brought in, it's literally, you know, 99.5% Muslim, even though Syria, if you were doing it on that basis, you know, around 10% would be Christian, just on
20.
A neutral basis.
About 20. I guess half.
Yeah, yes, it's closer to 20. So you've got the guy involved in the Istanbul bombing being a refugee protected by the EU. Now the U.S. is importing these people, and they seem to be deliberately importing Muslims over Christians, while refusing to even mention the term Islamic terrorism. So, you know,
well, by the way, I mean, if I see some guy in one of these Santa Claus outfits refusing a blind person a ride because they got a seeing eye dog, I'm going to get mad. At a certain point, you know, once we get enough Muslims in the country, they start blowing stuff up to make us submit to them. But again, the leftists hate America so much, they love it, man. God almighty, these spoiled brats, Paul. Well, you saw the video about America, greatest country in history. It has been the greatest country in history. Doesn't mean we're not mad at a bunch of stuff that's gone on, but we don't just have it out for the country.
No,
and all these people that hate it, man, get your asses out. Get the hell out. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm like one more slack-jawed, white, yuppie 25-year-old with a $1,000, you know, fancy iPhone pulling up in a fancy car their parents gave them in a Mercedes wearing a Bernie Sanders shirt. I mean, I just cannot handle it, man. You know how many people I see driving around in fancy cars with Bernie Sanders stickers, Paul? I mean, I've had it with it. Communist countries and socialist countries can't even manufacture cars, dumbass. Look at Cuba, dumbass. They can't make a car, you stupid idiots. Look at North Korea. Sorry, Paul, go ahead.
Look at Venezuela. They have to have signs on the truck saying there's no food in it so it doesn't get looted. I mean, fantastic, again, benefits of socialism. But the left has aligned with Islamists because, as he said, they both hate America. This is not just a cliche. It's true. This is why ISIS in its own manifestos say that we're going to go out and hire leftists, radicalize them, and give them weapons because we broadly share the same goal. And that goal is to tear down the existing structure. Whether it's good or bad, it's to tear down this status quo. That means your constitutional rights in the process.
And I got news for you. The only structure that works is free market, dummies. We lose this, the carrying capacity falls. We're going to have billions of starving deaths, you morons.
That's what they want to remove. It goes back to the Frankfurt School, which, of course, created political correctness. It goes back to Marxism. It goes back to this idea of critical theory and Saul Alinsky, where they just want to tear down absolutely everything in this kind of nihilist purge. And socialists want to do that. So do Islamists. That's why they feed off of each other. That's why socialists and liberals defend Islamists, because, again, they broadly share the same goals. And now ISIS has actually recognized this and is going out and trying to hire these people.
Wow, I mean, I knew that was... Well, there's the headline. ISIS admits alliance with the left. Wow, is there a story on this? This is sensational.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote the story months ago, and this is...
The people need to know this, because I'm telling you, man, here's the deal. Disliking problems in America and crony capitalism is good and should be done. But I'm telling you, socialists and globalists are going to deliver us into hell. They are not the answer to reforming the West even more. We want to get better, not go back to this.
No, exactly. And the other issue with this election coming up, again, they could get some radical leftists. We've already seen people jumping up on the stage trying to attack Trump. We've seen an assassination attempt against Trump just a few weeks ago. Got barely any media attention whatsoever. This guy tries to grab an officer's gun, go up and shoot Trump in the head. The story was buried within 48 hours. If someone did that at a Hillary event, it would be in the news for 3 weeks. Dangerous right-wing radical Republicans trying to kill Hillary Clinton. Trump has had numerous assassination attempts. That's why he wears a bulletproof vest at every public event. That's why he doesn't button his suit top up. And again, the media doesn't talk about it. The other issue that's bubbling under the surface, which I'm going to write an article about, is Facebook. There's now speculation from experts that Facebook is going to manipulate their feed, their algorithm, on the day of the election to encourage certain people within Democratic districts to go out and vote. Because, of course, there are, if there's a low turnout, they need to encourage that. They're now powerful enough, and we've covered the stories before, Facebook has done tests, studies, experiments on the general public to manipulate their emotions. Facebook is now more powerful than a lot of countries, even in the Western world.
And Zuckerberg is the dictator of it.
And they're talking about using that algorithm to manipulate people on the day of the presidential election to go out and vote for Hillary Clinton. This is not me saying it. This is a top author, an expert. So we're going to have that story coming up
as well. Right. I want to go to two calls that have been holding super long. I hand the baton to you, Paul Watson. All I can say is, folks, you want to be part of history. Spread the video and audio links today. Spread the link to Infowars.com/show. Support our local stations. Thank them for carrying the show. It's your support that ends up getting us moved from the weekend to weeknights to live. Most stations end up moving us to live because they get the support, the ratings, and things they need. We're winning in the info war. The globalists want to overthrow that because they can't beat us fair and square. So don't take the show for granted. I tell myself that every night when I go to bed, every day when I get up. Work hard today. Be as absolutely hardcore as you can. Bust your ass, Jones. Don't play games. This is history. You're betting your life, your treasure, your sacred honor on this. You better kick butt. Okay? I mean, I am in my face every day like a drill sergeant. And all I'm asking you is to realize this is history happening right now. This isn't a game. And we will beat these people as our ancestors have beaten parasites and collectivists before. But it's going to be rough. And if we don't fight hard, folks, it's going to get really bad before it gets better. Because they'll always destroy themselves in the end. But my God, with the weapons we've got and things like that now, we do not want to go down this road. This is historic. This is dangerous. But we're winning major battles. We're starting to win the war. Look at the British situation and the Brexit. All I'm saying is spread the word about the broadcast today. Send those links out. The power of you, the activists of this transmission, you're the reason it's spreading so fast already. And the great team we've got. It works together like a horse and carriage. But you are 99% of the power. We're just the detonator. You are the explosive. InfoWars is the detonator. You are the explosive. And then you're also the detonator to detonate the explosive in your area. So you're the explosive and the detonator. You are everything. And we need you to detonate information warfare weapons of truth in your area. People are ready to hear the truth. We need you to detonate. If you're an engineer and have the skills and there's no local affiliate, micro FM, AM, UHF, VHF, don't play games. Whatever you got to do, folks, this isn't, we're not playing around. We got to get hardcore. I launched a movement of micro FMs back in the mid-90s that I know got thousands of stations put up. So we're ready. We're ready to fight the info war because that's affecting the future battle space. That's almost all of war today, the Pentagon says is information. The average person at the Pentagon is awake rooting for us, but commanded by enemy globalists. Literally. This is historic, what's happening. You are the resistance. That isn't some rhetoric, you know, like, oh, I'm the resistance, you know. You're beginning to see, this is real. When I say from deep behind enemy lines in occupied North America, I'm not playing around. Lana in North Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air with Paul Watson and myself. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's such a privilege to talk to you. And I love all the journalists, and I forward all of your articles on Instagram, and I tell people about Tragedy and Hope 101. But what I wanted to ask you, you and your journalists were touching on it a minute ago, it's so stupid for the globalists to tear us down, and I know they're really smart, but what I don't understand is why are they doing that? Because once they do that, they're not going to have anybody to buy all of their luxury items, like their BMW, you know.
Sure. That's only one division of what they've done. It's a great point. This is the key to everything, what you've just asked. They have bad will towards you. Elites don't like, even if they're worth $100 billion, they don't like you with a nice swimming pool, going on nice vacations. They go to the Grand Canyon and see you there. They write books about it and complain. Why are there all these proletariats out here? You know, they've got too high a standard of living. So Obama says you can't have an air conditioning or a car. They don't want nice things for themselves. They want to restrict things to you. They want control. They're control freaks. And so they're trying to get all of the, and there's an extremism to commercialism and stuff. They use that to control people. They hit it from both angles. They're destroying it while they build it. But they're trying to basically phase all that out now and have a post-industrial world. Paul, can you speak to that paradox?
Yeah, well, I mean, you saw it with the Brexit result. You know, the people in London, the middle classes who are wannabe elitists, they all rally around the elitists. The elitists have their low-income servants that drag everybody else's wages down, and it's to hell with the rest of the country. You know, the vast majority of people who voted for Brexit were outside of London. The people of London, 30 to 70% voted for it. So it's this city-centric view where as long as they have this support network of, you know, marginally middle-class people who just want to be part of the establishment, that's why they support it. And then these low-income, basically, slaves who do all the work for them, they're happy with that, and it's to hell with everybody else. In a free market capitalist system, everybody benefits, the whole country benefits, the wealth isn't sucked into a few major
cities. That's right. The elites can't handle an open free society based on free will and a free association because they can't create a global dictatorship. They want a technocracy where they get the life extension technologies and everything for themselves, and we don't get any of it. They're worried about us getting next level technologies that will free everyone. Okay? And because once we get off the planet, their monopoly's over. Okay? So they're literally trying to control the future. This is a total power grab of the entire species.
Exactly. I mean, if you're Kim Jong-un or if you're in his staff and you live in Pyongyang, then you've got a very high quality of life. Meanwhile, half a mile away, there are people starving on the streets. They're perfectly happy for the world to be like that. I mean,
yeah, they do it on purpose. They don't produce cars because they don't want you to know they even hardly exist. Thank you, Lonnie. Stormy can get a call from Paul, but I'm handing the baton to Paul Watson. Support the broadcast. Spread the word. The war is now. Spread
the
word now.
The empire.
The revolution against tyranny is now.
Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the fourth hour live overdrive of the Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to get to some other news from Europe in a little while, because obviously Alex has covered this Hillary Clinton email scandal fallout. Basically, many pundits, many commentators are saying that this is the most breathtaking fix in American political history. You had the FBI director Comey get up there, lay out in detail in a 15-20 minute disquisition how Hillary Clinton broke the law, only to conclude that Hillary Clinton is above the law. Period. Final confirmation, as if it were needed, that America is a banana republic. And the outrage, the reaction, the backlash from this continues. Here's some of the feedback that we've seen. Here's Dinesh D'Souza. If reports are accurate that James Comey won't indict, which of course it turned out they were, how that'll encourage these Clinton gangsters to continue their crime spree. And that's the point, isn't it? This is only going to embolden the Clinton crime family. We saw the sheer chutzpah the brazen arrogance of Bill Clinton meeting with Loretta Lynch on the tarmac there at Phoenix Airport. And again, many commentators said, why did he do that? Well, because he could. Because he's a gangster, he's a criminal, and he's not afraid to show it. Again, meeting with Loretta Lynch, the person responsible for investigating Hillary Clinton, but they just talked about golf and grandchildren, and you can trust them. Then Hillary Clinton afterwards saying, oh yeah, Loretta Lynch may have a place within my future administration. Again, the absolute brazen chutzpah of merely suggesting that when she's the person, even though she half recused herself, who is going to have the final say on this indictment. Now, of course, Comey has come out and taken the fall, whether he was threatened or not. Some people are speculating he was. But again, that takes the heat off Loretta Lynch. Now everybody's expecting it to come to nothing. She can quietly slip into the Hillary White House, no questions asked. Absolutely breathtaking. Here's some more reaction. Ari Fleischer, former White House press secretary. If Hillary were still Secretary of State, President Obama would have to fire her. But instead, he travels with her and seeks to promote her. Disgusting. So again, the timing. Obama, immediately after this Comey press conference, is on the campaign trail with Hillary Clinton. The timing is absolutely perfect. Here's Jan Brewer, former Arizona governor. What I got from FBI Director Comey's remarks, Hillary Clinton's recklessness makes her unfit to be president. And again, you've had Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail constantly invoke this narrative that Donald Trump is reckless with national security. After she's mishandling these national security issues on a daily basis with her email, that point now is completely null and void. And this is what may play in Trump's favor as we go forward, despite the fact that Hillary's not going to be indicted. The sheer amount of material that came out of this Comey press conference today, Trump is going to run on that for months and months to come. Let's go to this Fox News clip on that subject, analyzing how this will affect the presidential race with Republican strategist Brad Blakeman. Here's the clip.
So first of all, I believe that interview was on the phone, obviously, and only 5 minutes was allowed, which I think
it's the wrong clip.
At this point, that is like everything here. It seems very concocted to protect her. And boy, would I like her to be doing well right now. But Mark Halperin, tell me what you see in this. Are they trying to move this along?
Yeah, we need to go to the Fox News clip. This is Republican strategist Brad Blakeman. Let me know if you have that clip, because he's talking about how this will affect Trump, how Trump will be able to exploit this, how it will change the conversation. We'll go to that clip soon anyway. More feedback, though, more remarks coming out as a result of this non-indictment of Hillary Clinton. This is Sean Parnell, co-founder of American Warrior Initiative. He says it's official. We're a banana republic, one where high-ranking officials aren't subject to the law. Harry Shearer, again, by no means a right-wing Republican, he's a left-winger. He says there's a great recommendation for president. Quote, extremely careless. And again, that's what FBI Director Comey said, that she was, quote, extremely careless with national security material. In 8 cases, top secret classified material, she was, quote, extremely careless, and yet somehow that doesn't equate to negligence. We talk about precedent. I mean, Comey alluded to it. He said, listen, some people in the past, some people in the future, to paraphrase him, you know, they will face punishment for the exact same thing that Hillary Clinton did. But Hillary Clinton won't. What's the only determination? What's the only conclusion you can draw for that? Well, it's the fact that Hillary Clinton is above the law. But we go back to December 1996. John Deutsch resigned from the FBI after it was discovered that he had stored highly classified documents on his home computer, which was connected to the internet. After a criminal investigation, Deutsch agreed to plead guilty to a misdemeanor and pay a $5,000 fine. But wait for it. How did he get off? Before the prosecutors could file the papers in federal court, President Bill Clinton pardoned him on his last day in office. So again, the exact same scenario, mishandling classified documents on his home computer. He was guilty. He had to plead guilty to a misdemeanor and pay a $5,000 fine. He was pardoned by President Bill Clinton. David Petraeus. Again, this is an ABC News report from when this happened. Petraeus has entered into an agreement with federal prosecutors in which he would plead guilty to a misdemeanor charge for mishandling classified information. The charge, unauthorized removal and retention of classified material, stems in part from documents the former director allegedly provided to his mistress. So again, in fact, he was up for a higher degree charge before he pled guilty to a misdemeanor. The fact is that he had to plead guilty because he was mishandling classified information. Here's another example. This is on the FBI's own website from less than a year ago, July 29, 2015. Folsom Naval Reservist is sentenced after pleading guilty to unauthorized removal and retention of classified materials. This is Brian H. Nishimura, who pleaded guilty to unauthorized removal and retention of classified materials. U.S. Magistrate Judge Kendall J. Newman immediately sentenced Nishimura to 2 years of probation, a $7,500 fine, and forfeiture of personal media containing classified materials. Nishimura was further ordered to surrender any currently held security clearance and to never again seek such a clearance. So his security clearance was completely revoked. He could never seek it again. And yet Hillary Clinton, who did exactly the same thing, is going to have the highest security clearance imaginable for that position if she becomes president. Again, this article from the FBI's own website, Sacramento Division, continues. According to court documents, Nishimura was a naval reservist deployed in Afghanistan in 2007 and 2008. In his role as a regional engineer for the U.S. military in Afghanistan, Nishimura had access to classified briefings and digital records that could only be retained and viewed on authorized government computers. Nishimura, however, caused the materials to be downloaded and stored on his personal, unclassified electronic devices and storage media. He carried such classified materials on his unauthorized media when he traveled off base in Afghanistan and ultimately carried those materials back to the United States at the end of his deployment, just as Hillary Clinton was sending those emails when she was in Russia and China. So you see, again, in this case, it was not a deliberate intent, you know, to give out classified materials to hostile powers, to foreign powers or hostile agents. It was merely the fact that he mishandled the classified information. He was sentenced. $7,500 fine, 2 years of probation. The exact same scenario, but his last name was not Clinton. And that's the standard right now for being above the law. Now let's get into the law a little bit more. In fact, I think we've got that clip now. Again, this is Republican strategist Brad Blakeman on Fox News talking about how this fallout will affect the presidential election. Here's that clip.
Some quotes, Brad, from the FBI director's statements. There is evidence they, meaning Hillary and her staff, were extremely careless in their handling of classified info. There is evidence that any reasonable person in Clinton's position should have known that an unclassified system was no place for that information. Pretty damning words for the person who wants to be the next president of the United States.
There's no doubt about it. This may be a victory for Hillary Clinton, but it's a defeat for American justice. One thing is for sure, John, while Hillary may never be tried in a court of law, she is going to be tried in the court of public opinion, and it's going to be up to Donald Trump to be the prosecutor. The American people are going to be the jury. The electorate is going to determine whether or not Hillary Clinton is capable of being the President of the United States in view of her recklessness with regard to the handling and dissemination of the most sensitive American secrets. Anybody else but Hillary Clinton would have been indicted. There's no question about it. Because she's Hillary Clinton, she got a pass. The question is, will the American people give her one too?
And that's the point, isn't it? You know, will this beef the crooked Hillary meme even more in a year, 2016, which has seen a complete revolt against the status quo, especially after the Brexit vote? Can Trump play on those concerns? Will this beef the view, will this beef the narrative that things are completely out of control, that Hillary Clinton is above the law, that she represents this establishment that's so hated? You know, she's trying to back away from that image now by, you know, saying she won't support TPP and things like this because she knows that that is toxic to be associated with this discredited establishment. So this could backfire on Hillary, despite the fact that it's a victory right now. Trump is going to get a lot of gas mileage out of this scandal because, again, he's going to make the point that crooked Hillary was protected by an administration, by a federal government that has placed her above the law. This is Guy Benson, town hall political editor. She mishandled top secret classified material in an extremely careless manner, which is not grossly negligent, apparently. Again, as I said, they laid out the fact that it was extremely careless. She broke the law, and we're going to go through the law in a second, but somehow that doesn't equate to gross negligence. Brazenly telling the American people that Hillary Clinton is above the law. Now, there's a Ben Shapiro article on Daily Wire. It's FBI, yes, Queen Hillary broke the law. No, she won't be prosecuted. And this really drills down, gets into the specific laws that have been broken. On July 4, 1776, the United States announced its independence from Great Britain based on the key principle of rule of law. On July 5, 2016, the United States said, F it, I'm with Hillary. Just days after the Attorney General of the United States, Loretta Lynch, held a secret meeting aboard a plane with former President Bill Clinton, whose wife was under an FBI investigation, just the day after Hillary leaked that she'd want Lynch for her own administration, just hours after the President of the United States, Barack Obama, flew Hillary, still under FBI investigation, down to North Carolina on Air Force One, and just 2 hours before Obama was to open his campaign on behalf of Hillary Clinton, FBI Director James Comey announced that while Hillary Clinton had clearly engaged in criminal activity worthy of prosecution, he had recommended that she not be prosecuted. Because of course he did. Here are Comey's findings, which demonstrate full violation of multiple provisions of federal law. And you can go through this article and read them for yourself. So Hillary lied. She lied that she never transmitted classified information. She lied that she only used a private server because she wanted one device. She lied that the State Department allowed her to jerry-rig this technological setup. She lied that the emails were never breached. But according to Comey, no biggie. Now, Comey essentially admitted that Hillary violated federal law, and here's his quote. Our investigation looked at whether there is evidence classified information was improperly stored or transmitted on that personal system in violation of a federal statute making it a felony to mishandle classified information either intentionally or in a grossly negligent way, or a second statute making it a misdemeanor to knowingly remove classified information from appropriate systems or storage facilities. And Comey stated that the FBI had, quote, investigated to determine whether there is evidence of computer intrusion in connection with the personal email server by any foreign power or other hostile actors. Now remember, Guccifer, the Romanian hacker, said, went on record, he's now in a prison, that he personally hacked into Hillary Clinton's email server. But of course, Comey said that because there was no trace that they couldn't go after her on that basis. Of course, you're not going to leave a trace via the method that he said he did it. How he did it on previous occasions, hacked into other people's emails accounts, he simply guessed the password. So there was no actual hostile attempt to hack into the server. There was no trace left because he merely guessed the password. He publicly said he did the same, went through the same process with Hillary Clinton's private email server. But again, Comey didn't even mention that. The article continues, but no matter, the law doesn't apply to Hillary Clinton, as Comey said. Quote, to be clear, this is not to suggest that in similar circumstances, a person who engaged in this activity would face no consequences. To the contrary, those individuals are often subject to security or administrative sanctions, but that is not what we're deciding now. And as I laid out with the three previous examples, and there are many more, they not only faced administrative actions, they faced, in one case, 2 years probation. Again, the soldier out of Afghanistan who I talked about, Nishimura. Again, mishandling classified information, downloading it onto his own personal device, transporting it around exactly as Hillary Clinton did. He was hit with a $7,500 fine and 2 years probation. David Petraeus, similar circumstances. A Deutsch, the former FBI director, similar circumstances. He got a pardon from Clinton. But again, they were punished. So Comey's right when he says, you know, other people under similar circumstances were punished in the past and will be in the future, but not Hillary Clinton. What else are we to conclude from that other than the fact that Hillary Clinton is above the law and the United States is a banana republic? We'll be back with the final segment of the Alex Jones Show Live, covering news from Europe after the break. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're back. It's the final segment of the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday edition. Now, ISIS members are once again bragging about how they can exploit Europe's borders, which are basically like sieves right now. This is out of politico.eu. Man in the hat claims terror cells in Paris and Brussels part of larger network. And one of the ISIS terrorists they quote in the article said that the terror cell moved freely through Europe. He said, quote, "You know, an international arrest warrant to be sought by the police, that doesn't change anything. I pass every day in front of soldiers, policemen, not with a covered face, but with a cap." He added, quote, "Security at the borders can never protect anyone. It's just the politicians who want to delude people that they protect them, but there is usually no security. It has never been real." And again, that is why ISIS, in their own manifesto, brags about how they exploited the refugee program to infiltrate jihadists into Europe. We saw another example of that with the Istanbul airport attack, where the mastermind was a refugee protected by the EU. He was being arrested with Kalashnikovs and explosives in his car in Sweden. They put him in jail for a year because Sweden's a liberal basket case hellhole. Russia tried to extradite this guy on two separate occasions to charge him with terrorism, and the EU protected him because he was a precious refugee, later becoming the mastermind of the bloody Istanbul airport attack. They're laughing at us every single day. They're laughing at us because we just invite them right on in. Now, with regard to the Brexit, this is out of Sky News. Branson and May meet as tycoon demands new poll. So basically the favourite to become the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom after the resignation of David Cameron is having secret meetings with Richard Branson, who is openly calling for democracy to be subverted and for there to be a second referendum on Brexit. So the supposedly conservative next prime minister, who isn't conservative at all, she's a globalist, she's the one who said that Sharia law was good for women in the United Kingdom, secretly meeting with a billionaire who wants to subvert democracy. Here's another article from Infowars.com. Dumb zombie Americans think the US is 2016 years old. Yes, they actually thought that Independence Day, celebrating the birthday of America, meant that America was 2016 years old because it's the year 2016. Never underestimate the stupidity of the general public. And again, you saw it with a new Mark Dice video. They don't know how many stars are on the American flag. They don't know anything about US history, because now, as a separate report notes, only 23 undergraduate history programs at 76 top universities require any type of US history course. But of course, many of them now require gender studies and all kinds of feminist identity politics, social justice warrior crap. So that's why the general public continues to be completely misinformed. German police report confirms surge in child rapes by migrants in swimming pools and admits we have grave cause for concern. Yes, this is the racist German government once again with their racist statistics. Here's a quote from the article, talking about children being sexually abused at swimming pools by migrants. Quote, "The perpetrators are, for the most part, immigrants." That's the German government saying that. It's not Pegida, it's not radical right-wing racists. So what are you going to do when the facts continue to show this? Well, just denounce the facts as racist. And again, continue to import millions and millions of people who are completely incompatible with Western society and destroy the fabric of Western civilization. That's going to wrap it up for today's edition of the Alex Jones Show in Infowars Nightly News. Coming up, Alex. Alex will be back 11 to 10 tomorrow. Look out for that big Facebook rigging the election article on Infowars.com. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.